I'm Marlena, and I want to welcome you to Marlena, right here on ACB Radio Mainstream, where for about the next 60 minutes or so, we'll be taking your calls at 1-866-666-7926. Come on in, sit down, take your shoes off, give me a call, won't you? Hello and good evening, good morning, good afternoon, wherever you are. I'm Marlena, and as the intro says, we will be with you for just about the next hour, taking your phone calls at 1-866-666-7926. That's the toll-free number for the Marlena program. We have a very special guest tonight, someone who has been certainly a personal friend of mine and certainly a professional colleague for a number of years, Melanie Brunson. Welcome to Marlena.
Thank you, Marlena. It's good to be here.
And just so that you're not confused, the only time that you need to pause is when I have you in the chat room. It gets a little confusing the first couple of times you do this, so I will override you and say, hang on, we've got a pause here, so just feel free to chat right normally right now, because we're not in the chat room. Anyway, it's really great to have you, and I invited you to participate tonight as the newly appointed executive director of the American Council of the Blind, and I wanted people to have an opportunity both to get to know you a bit as much as one can through this medium, and also to give you an opportunity to chat a bit about your vision for where the Washington crew are headed, and maybe some of the interesting projects that are ongoing or just beginning. But before we get to all that, why don't you take a second and tell folks a little bit about you? Who are you?
Who am I?
This is a deep question.
Oh,
who
am
I?
I'm not sure. no, actually, let me see. What should I tell about myself? I hadn't thought about that. I've been so involved in trying to figure out where I am that who I am has not crossed my mind recently. I have been at ACB for about 5.5 years now, and before I came to ACB, I lived in California, in Southern California, and I was an attorney out there and practiced law doing primarily estate planning, writing wills and living trusts and things like that for folks. Did a lot of volunteer work over the years with church and Girl Scouts and a couple of different agencies that provided services to people with disabilities, and also was involved in the California Council of the Blind.
Oh, so you were a member of CCB?
I was, and was actually president of my local chapter at the time that I came to work for ACB, and so I had to leave that position. I had gotten interested in disability work, and so I had started work as an advocate in the client assistance program.
Ah.
Started doing that about 2 years before I came to work for ACB.
You know, just because we have international listeners, can you just kind of briefly tell people what the client assistance program is, just real in a nutshell?
Basically, the client assistance program is set up to help people who are having difficulties related to the vocational rehabilitation system in the country. Anybody who's a client of a Department of Rehabilitation, which is a state agency, can get assistance from that program to help them to resolve difficulties.
And that, of course, requires good advocacy skills, right?
Well, it does, yes.
Yeah, yeah. So, okay, so we have you as doing advocacy work in the CAP program, Client Assistance Program. We have you as being a president of your local chapter of CCB, which, of course, is advocacy as well. And then, boy, doing a bit of a right turn and planning trusts and whatever that is. You can tell I'm much more familiar with advocacy, can't you? And that in its own form, I suppose, has some advocacy roots built into it, doing that kind of legal work.
Well, in a way, it kind of does, because you work with folks to try to figure out what they've got and how to make the best arrangements possible to provide for themselves and to provide for their family in the case of anything happening to them so that they can't continue working or those kinds of things. So it is, and it's actually a fairly positive area of the law because you get to help people make provisions for their future and for their future of their children, things like that.
And then when did you come to ACB?
In the summer of 1998.
And what was your position?
I came as the director of advocacy originally, and about a couple of months after I came, Charlie Crawford decided to reorganize the office and combine the advocacy and governmental affairs departments and asked me if I would take on the post as director of advocacy and governmental affairs. So, because I have a very difficult time saying no to especially a good cause, I said, okay.
Well, there you go. So. There you go. And when were you appointed as ACB's executive director?
The announcement was officially made during the legislative seminar in March.
That must have been exciting for you to have movers and shakers from the various ACB affiliates present when the announcement was made.
Well, I'll tell you, it was a bit humbling to me because there were an awful lot of really talented and really dedicated and really intelligent people in that room. And I felt that it was frankly an honor to be asked to be in that position in an organization with so many of those kind of people in it. And the reception that they gave me, which was quite enthusiastic, it really was a humbling experience for me.
Well, and I think that that everyone was glad to see some forward motion within the organization, and that people know you and you are a very familiar face on the ACB scene, if you will. So I'm sure that people were very, very grateful and very supportive to you. I'd like to talk a bit about the national office. How is it kind of constructed? Who are the other people and kind of what do they do just in general? Just so that people have an idea and a sense for the backbone which keeps this organization kind of on the day-to-day basis, opens the mail and empties the trash type folks. Who are they and what do they do?
Well, right now, we have kind of shrunk over the years for various reasons, but right now we have two professional staff, two management level staff, and the rest are support staff. And actually, one of those, well, let's see, how shall we do this? The other management level person is Terry Pacheco, and she is the director, the membership and affiliate services coordinator. And she works with the affiliates on membership issues and affiliate organizational issues, and she also works with a number of the committees, the membership committee, the scholarship committee. She provides sort of the assistance that all of the different aspects of the organization need to help things happen. She makes all of the arrangements, the logistical type arrangements for the legislative seminar, and she works with closely with Carla and Cynthia on arrangements for the convention.
And that's Carla Rushable and Cynthia Towers.
Cynthia Towers. Yeah. And so she's a pretty busy person. She works with, I think, 7 or 8 committees as well. And then the other person has been the Braille Forum editor, who is the other management level position. And right now we don't have one, so her editorial assistant, Sharon Lovering, has been acting editor. And then we also have, in the Governmental Affairs and Advocacy Department, we have two folks. Phil Strong is working right now as our pedestrian safety project coordinator. And he is a gentleman who has come here from Canada a year or so ago to work with us. He had been an intern before, and he came back to help us with pedestrian safety work.
And pedestrian safety means primarily what?
Working on with folks to get accessible pedestrian signals, the kind that talk or the kind that that beep or cuckoo and chirp make noise, so that people know when the light is changing, the walk light is on, so that you can cross the street at the appropriate time. That's a big part of what he works on. He also works on advising and working with affiliates that want to advise local traffic engineers on how to make streets and sidewalks more accessible through the use of things like properly designed curb ramps and detectable warning strips and the right kinds of color contrast on pavements and those kinds of issues.
He's
also worked a bit on transportation.
He sounds like someone I need to have on my program.
Yeah, that could easily be.
Yeah, yeah. Now, will he be stepping in to handle some of the advocacy and governmental affairs?
Well, we haven't made an official announcement yet, but I think what we are going to do is we're going to do that right now. He's going to, and Krista Merritt, who's her official title is policy analyst, she's going to handle a lot of the governmental affairs, and he's going to handle a lot of the advocacy work, at least for a while till we get a figure out what we're going to do about recruiting a new person to be director.
You mean director of governmental affairs?
Right.
Yeah.
Because we don't want to have to hire somebody right before convention, so we're going to try to work with the two of them doing a big part of the work until after convention, and then at that point we'll reevaluate and see whether we want to have them continue and work that arrangement permanently, or whether we're going to hire a new director, or what we're going to do.
The telephone number is 1-866-666-7926, and we would love to get your calls, take your questions, chat with Melanie. Let me ask you this. What projects right now, what are some of the key projects on which ACB are actively working?
Big part of what we're doing right now is legislation. We're working very hard on, we have been working very hard on transportation legislation because the House just passed their bill. Right now, the big thing I think that we're working on, two areas. One of them is the whole controversy about election reform and the need for a paper trail when people use computerized voting machines.
And if I could, I'm going to interrupt you. Hold that thought. We have a phone call. Let's bring the phone caller in. Hello, you're with Marlena and Melanie. With whom am I speaking?
Hi, this is Tim Hendel in Huntsville, Alabama.
Well, I know that voice. Hello, Tim Hendel in Huntsville. How are you?
Fine. I hope you can hear me well enough. I'm having to call on the cell phone because, of course, the other phone line is tied up with the radio.
Oh, we hear you very well.
Hello, Melanie.
Hello, Tim.
Now, this may be off topic, and if so, you can slap my hands, but I have a question about what Melanie did, not what she did, but about the topic, and that is planning final wishes and so forth. Ever since the Terry Schiavo case in Florida, and I'm a person who has no family in the state or anywhere near me, I've wanted to plan. Now, is that off topic?
Since I don't have a clue what you're talking about, I would say we'll leave it to Melanie to decide.
is that not what you did in California, Melanie?
Yeah,
or did I misunderstand?
That is a bit of what I did in California, yes.
Okay, I already have a local contact that has been given to me, an attorney who specializes in that, whom I will call. And I only have one simple question, which I will hang up and listen to on the radio.
Oh, that's okay. You can listen to it right here.
A very, very, very approximate figure as to how much this might possibly cost, and I'm not going to hold you to that. I just want some ballpark figure to have in my mind when I call this local person to have that planning. And mostly I want, to talk about what kind of medical treatment I do or don't want, what I want to happen to my stuff. I don't have a home. I don't have children. I don't have a family. All I want is a ballpark figure as to what I could expect that to cost.
Well, it's been almost 6 years since I've done that kind of work at all, so I'm really not comfortable giving you that. And I think, too, it may vary some from state to state. So I don't think I can give you that.
You know, Tim, I don't know if they have this in Huntsville, but check with the city and find out if they have what we used to call in Arlington, Virginia, lawyer referral.
Yes, most places do. The city or county bar associations have it.
And they may be able to give you some prices before you go in and sit down with your prospective attorney.
I will do that. The attorney's name that I was given, I'm told by my person who gave me this, that this attorney specializes in this kind of work. So
yeah.
Well, his own office should be able to give you a ballpark figure, actually.
Oh, okay. So I may just call them locally. And,
be a good consumer.
I hope this wasn't too far off of topic of ACB, but I think it's something, ever since that case in Florida, I know I've been very concerned about it.
Well, not to worry. You know what? The way I run this show, we can talk about almost anything. So,
Well, both of you are coming through very, very well on
lovely.
The internet. Sounds good, and I wish you well. I'll be listening until 9 o'clock.
Great. Well, and thanks for your email last week, and I'm glad that you are here to listen this week.
You're welcome, and I'll be back in touch. Good
All
luck.
Right.
Thank you.
Take care. Bye-bye. Okay, that was Tim in Huntsville. Gosh, I should have asked him if he was going to go to Birmingham.
That's right.
What happened to me, Melanie? I don't know. Okay, so you were talking about the projects, and that one of the projects, of course, is the accessible voting, and I kind of cut you off there in the middle.
Ah, that's all right. Well, of course, we're very concerned about the fact that some of the proposals for dealing with the election security issues could delay the implementation of the Help America Vote Act, which is the piece of legislation Congress passed 2 years ago that essentially called for making voting machines more accessible to people who are blind and visually impaired. And those machines, the accessible voting equipment is primarily computerized. So the concerns that have been raised about its security are a big concern to us. So we've been working very hard with other disability organizations and civil rights organizations to try to find ways to address the security concerns without jeopardizing our accessibility concerns.
Is there anything that we as advocates or affiliates can do to be helpful in this process, on this project?
Well, I think that basically what I would suggest to people is that they get in touch with and develop good working relationships with their local elections officials, because a lot of the difficulty surrounding these issues is that elections officials don't know people with visual impairments, and they don't know, for instance, how to pick good machines. They don't know how to train poll workers to deal with the types of issues that come up. And we can help with all of those kinds of things.
Now, just before the show started, we were listening on the mainstream, actually to you, in another broadcast dealing with the banknotes issue, the money
issue. That's the other thing I was going to bring up.
Yeah. What's going on with that? What's ACB doing? Kind of, again, what can we do to further what ACB is doing, et cetera?
2 years ago, I believe it was, ACB filed a lawsuit against the U.S. Department of the Treasury because we believe that it is a violation of federal law for them to fail to make paper currency accessible to people who are blind and visually impaired so that they can readily distinguish between the different denominations of bills. And the Treasury Department has tried now twice to get our case dismissed. And let's see, 2 weeks ago, April 1st, and I purposely didn't read it until April 2nd because I wanted to make sure I wouldn't get joked. Not really, but anyway, we received word that the second attempt by the government to get our case thrown out was denied.
Great.
So now we get to proceed. And we anticipate that the next phase will be underway fairly soon, which is called discovery. And that's the point in the litigation where you try to find out as much as you can about the other side's case, essentially, by discovering as much information as you can. So we will try to find out whether there is any real evidence to support some of the allegations, for instance, that the government has made about why it's too expensive to provide accessible money, because it would be a tremendous burden on the financial institutions and the business community in the country to do that, and people would hate it and all of those kinds of things. So we're going to try to be get a lot more information about where they're getting the numbers they're using for in terms of cost. We're also going to be looking for experts of our own to help us figure out what some of the different types of accessibility that could be suggested would actually cost, what kinds of precedents there are in other countries for the things that are done to make money accessible.
Yes, because just in my trip to the UK last summer, I mean, I was immediately able to tell the different denominations of the paper money. So
Right. This
shouldn't be such a tough concept. I want to go into the chat room. And so if you are listening in the chat room, when I key up, if you have a question, please be ready to key down. And when we come back, Melanie, I'd like to talk a bit about ACB and, it's no secret. We've had some struggles, and I think that it would be remiss of me not to ask you as the director, kind of what is your vision in terms of the organization, in terms of what the Washington office is going to do, and maybe even a bit about the healing process. But first, let's go into the chat room and see if anyone there would like to ask a question. So I'm going to key up now for the chat room.
Well, Marlena, you took the words out of my mouth, really. I guess that was going to be my question of Melanie, really. Clearly, the ACB has a 40-some year history, and I was really just going to ask Melanie how she would characterize the health of ACB at the moment, and what Melanie's vision for the future was.
Okay, and let me key down here. Make sure I'm there. There we go. Let's see. Sorry, hang on. I'm having a bit of a technical issue here. Let's see. Okay, I think we're in the chat room now. So if we're not, Dave will tell me. And let me bring this caller in as well and ask the caller, can you hold just a moment, caller?
I can.
Wonderful. All right, hang on. Okay, and let's put the caller on. We got so many buttons going here. And I'm going to ask the caller if the caller could turn down the computer. That, great. Okay. So, go ahead, Melanie. I think we're under control now.
You think so?
I'm not sure, but I think so.
Well, that's all right. We'll just take it as it comes. You know, ACB does have a rich history, and I just think that because of that, it's going to take a lot to do us in, and I think that we're pretty resilient. I really feel that we're gonna make it through this difficult time because, like I said earlier, there are a lot of very talented people and a lot of very committed people in the organization, and I really am hopeful that in July we're gonna rededicate ourselves to the principles that made ACB in the first place. Well, and that we're going to keep on with a lot of the kinds of activities that we have been involved in over the years as a result of that commitment.
And I think it's also important, and one of the reasons that I led to this topic in this way is that, yes, there are issues going on in ACB right now. You'd have to live in a cave not to know that. But what we also have to highlight is that there's also forward movement within ACB, and there are projects that people are working on, that affiliates are jazzed about, that staff
That's
are
true.
Jazzed about.
That's true.
So let me get off the soapbox and bring the caller in. Good evening, good morning, good afternoon, caller. You are with Marlena and Melanie.
Hi, Melanie. Hi, Marlena. It's Sue. Hello, Sue.
Hello.
Poor Melanie, we just keep her up all hours of the night, don't we, Marlena?
It's not that late there yet. I've seen her up a lot later than this.
I know. So, anyway, you know, I want to kind of echo what Melanie has just said, and you've said, Marlena. We're going to get through this tough time, because if we don't, we don't really see a need for an organization for blind people. And since everybody, I think, does, even though we have a different way of sometimes seeing things, we have to move on. And I think we will, and we are. And one of the things that I want to point out, and I wish I could remember the darn 800 number, maybe Melody can help me, but I'm chair of the membership committee, and on May 10th at 6 o'clock Pacific time, we're going to have an open membership call, kind of like the BOP did, where anybody can call in and give us your thoughts or ideas about membership recruitment and membership retention, and also what we might do at the membership seminar, which we'll hold Thursday at National Convention at 2 o'clock. So anybody can call in. I can never remember the darn number.
866-663-8638.
Right, thank you.
And boy, you scared me. That started out like my number.
I know,
like, wait a minute, that's not your number, that's my number.
Didn't you donate your number?
Oh, no, maybe I did.
And you need to have a password and a code, and the code will be 05104.
Okay, wait. Melanie, give the number again, then Sue, give the code and the date.
Okay, go ahead, Melanie.
The number is 1-866-663-8638.
Okay, and then when you go in, they're going to ask you for a password or whatever, and that's going to be the date, 05-10-04. And when they ask you again for the second command, it's going to be, again, 05-10-04.
1004.
And, Melanie, if I could get you to email me that phone number in the event that people didn't get it, just send me an email to Marlena, M-A-R-L-A-I-N-A, at acbradio.org, and I will be sure and pass it on, because I think it's important, and I think that this is another example of ACB moving forward, attempting to pick
have
up,
input.
Get, carry on, and give members input. Absolutely.
Absolutely. So,
and Sue, what time is this call going to
be
again?
That'll be 6 o'clock on May 10th Pacific time.
Okay. All right.
And people probably, you know, some may come in for the whole time, some may come in for a little bit of time, but we're also trying to make our membership seminar this year really be responsive to what the members want to hear about. So this is their chance to come in and talk to us, and we welcome it.
Okay, great.
So you probably got more calls. This is, boy, last week I tried to get into your call show, and man, oh, man, you were totally...
I know, that's because we were talking about good old stuff.
We were talking about, you know, equipment, man, people were just coming out of the woodwork, weren't they?
Yeah, I think we may do that show once a month or something. I mean, I've gotten more email about that show than anything I've ever done on ACB Radio. So.
Oh, it was fun. So
yeah.
Anyway, I'll let you guys go. You probably have more folks coming, but thanks a lot, and I appreciate, Marlena, your work, and Melanie, what you do for us.
Well, it's good talking to you. Thank you.
Good night.
Okay. Thanks, Sue. That was Sue in Seattle, and she called 1-866-666-7926. And did you want to add anything, Melanie?
Well, I just think that, you know, I like to hope that we can characterize the current situation as is kind of our growing pains. You know, we're in terms of organizations, we're probably kind of at a stage in development where we have to kind of look back at who we are and what we do. And I think that if we can find some ways to have some positive dialogue about the kinds of issues that we've been struggling with, I think some good things can come out of this, and I'm just hopeful that we will in fact handle the resolution in some positive ways,
and
grow stronger as a result of this difficulty we've had.
And we have another call, so let me bring the caller into the room. Good evening, caller. With whom am I speaking, and from where are you calling?
Hi, this is Frank Casey calling from Albany, New York.
Hello, Frank.
Hello, Frank.
Hi, and I'd just like to congratulate Melanie on her recent appointment. I hope that things go well. Furthermore, I hope that with this appointment and the other situations that we're trying to straighten out with ACB, I hope that we'll be able to move forward in a positive vein. I'd also like to say to Melanie, thank you for bringing the news notes back. I really look forward to hearing them. I just hope that things will begin moving along in a more positive vein. It gets a little frustrating just to keep hearing the same old criticisms over and over again. I know that people will say that, well, you know, we have a right to be heard, but truthfully, sometimes things get driven into the ground. I just hope we can find a way collectively to move forward in ACB.
I don't think you'll find any disagreement on either phone line, right, Melanie?
Well, I think that we do have to find a balance between giving everybody an opportunity to be heard and moving and keeping the momentum going.
Right. I mean, I think that the membership absolutely needs to be informed, but I think we have to get a balance, though, on what they need to know about personnel issues versus general membership issues. But I do want to congratulate you on your appointment, and I hope that all of us can help you and the organization move forward.
Well, thank you very much. I'm looking forward to us doing exactly that.
Thank you. Have a good night. Thanks, Marlena.
Thanks, Frank. Thanks for always being a good listener. Okay, that was Frank in Albany, and he called 1-866-666-7926. We have another caller. Hello, you're with Marlena and Melanie. Whom am I speaking with, and from where are you calling?
Marlena, it's Terry.
Hello, hey, Terry.
Hi there. Listen, the two of you, I don't want to go on the air and say this.
You're on the air.
I am?
Yes, right now.
Oh, then I'm buffering. My buffer is so far behind. Frank Casey just came on.
No, there's always a delay. All callers are live and on the air.
Well, good evening to both of you.
Good evening. Good evening. Did you have a question or a comment?
I just had a comment. Melanie's got like too many numbers in her head to have to deal with. And you did it from memory, and you had it almost there.
Oh,
the number for the membership call.
See, this is a good staff person.
That's
she
right.
She didn't want to go
out
on the air and say, "Hey, boss, you screwed up, man." But this is also an example of good teamwork. So go for it, Terry. What's the number?
It's 866-633-8638.
And Terry, would you email me that number, since I don't want Melanie to do it now.
You know, I was going to look it up, and I didn't, and that's what I get.
Well,
I know. It's just, you know, I call it so often, that's why I can do it in my sleep.
Yeah.
Well, see, these are the joys of live radio, ladies. So
anyway, the two of you are having a wonderful conversation. So
well,
I'm going to get up so that it gives people more people opportunities.
That's great.
And
well,
I just want to say that the staff is delighted.
And I just want to say the staff's delighted with
Melanie as the new executive director. I think it was a great selection. And I'll talk to you both later.
All right, and do email me the number.
I will.
Okay.
All
thanks,
right,
Terry.
Care.
Okay.
Bye-bye.
That's the membership and affiliate services coordinator, Terry Pacheco, with the right phone number. There you go. Uh-huh. Well, you know, you get paid the big bucks to do the big things, right? You think the big thoughts, not
there
the phone
go.
Number
I'm
thoughts.
I'm so focused on the big picture.
That's right. That's right.
Details.
That's right. Use those Washington skills and just talk your way out of this one. The phone number is 1-866-666-7926. Let's take a check in the chat room and see if there are any questions from the chat room. So as soon as I release this key, I hope I'm going to bring the chat room in. My display has gone crazy, so I can't really quite tell what's going on in the chat room. So chat room, if you have questions, come on in. Okay. Well, I'm going to...
Okay. Just a handful of people here in the chat room, Marlena. I think most people listening engrossed.
Great. Okay, and hopefully, Dave, I'm now showing back up in the chat room because it's not showing me as speaking. So I'm going to assume that you will tell me if I'm not. All right. So let's see. Where were we, Melanie? We kind of got off the track of, well, we have a phone call. That's yep. where we are. So we're going to bring that caller in. Hello, you are with Melanie and Marlena. With whom am I speaking, and from where are you calling?
Ah, good evening. This is Kathy Casey from Albany. You just talked to Frank.
I did indeed. And did you have a question?
Well, I just wanted to make a comment and to welcome Marlena on your show, and also wanted to comment that I have been reading People of Vision. In fact, literally just before Frank found out that what was on ACB radio, I shut it off. So right up to the part 1960.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
And Melanie, why don't you briefly, for the listening audience, what is People of Vision?
People of Vision is a book that was written by a professor by the name of James McGivern, and he, I believe, and his wife as well was part of one of the writers. But it's essentially a history of ACB, and it traces the developments in the blindness field, the organized blind movement, from basically the beginning. I think even the end of the 19th century up into through the formation of the NFB and then the formation of the American Council of the Blind. Up until about 2001, I think it ends with the end of Paul Edwards' presidency.
So there would be lots of information in there then about people like Durward McDaniel.
That's right.
Grant Mack and Floyd Qualls and all sort of the real early foundation folks.
Right.
And how can people obtain People of Vision?
It can be purchased, by the way, from ACB. You can go on our website and purchase it from the ACB store, or you can call the ACB store. And I will have to look it up if you actually want me to give you that phone number.
Yes, that would be great. And I'll give you a minute to look that up. So, Kathy, you're reading People of Vision now, is that right?
Yes, I am.
And how is it for you going through the turbulence through which we're now moving? How is reading this book for you? What is happening for you, just kind of looking at how it all started and where we are today?
Well, from what has happened recently and in reading the book, the only statement that I can say is the more things change, the more they remain the same.
Isn't that the truth?
And just reading what the turmoil, what's going on now in the part of the book is compared to what's going on with, or what has been going on with the past 6 months or so, it's almost a retrospect.
Is it a read that you would recommend people to pick up and really, is it giving you a real good grasp of the history of ACB?
Yeah, if people are into the history, into our history buffs, it's a good book for that. It's certainly, I wouldn't say it, obviously it's not a novel, like an action-packed. It can be considered a mystery in some points.
And I think it can be considered action-packed in others, too.
In others, too. So it's got a little bit of everything in it that I can actually say. And, you know, I'm, you know, looking forward to getting into, you know, later on when we actually, yeah, I heard MJ's name mentioned in there a couple times already. And the only reason I recognized it was MJ, I didn't recognize her maiden name was Hill.
Because
you know of her as that MJ
Schmidt.
Schmidt.
Right.
So I says, oh, wait a minute, that must be MJ, I'm thinking.
Well, that's great. Well, keep reading it, and maybe you've encouraged others to do the same.
Okay.
Thanks so much, Kathy.
Okay.
Have a good night up there in Albany.
All righty. Thank you.
Bye-bye.
Bye now.
Have you located the number?
The number I have is 877-367-2224.
And that's for the ACB store.
That's right.
877-367-2224, right?
That's right.
Great. Hang on to that. I'll ask you to give it again at the end of the program.
Okay.
Okay. Well, we've gone quite far afield of my little outline of things here, but that's okay. The number here to call to talk directly with Melanie Brunson, the new executive director of the American Council of the Blind, is 1-866-666-7926. And this, albeit a small one, is nonetheless an opportunity for members, friends, non-members, to talk with Melanie and ask her questions.
Before you go off of the history,
let me
just remind people that it is available on tape and in Braille and in both hardcover and paperback print book. And if you get one of the print books, it comes with a CD-ROM text file version.
Oh,
as well.
Okay. Okay. That's great. So it's pretty much in any format that one could possibly want.
That's correct.
Great. Do you know the cost of it just off the top of your head?
Not off the top of my head. I don't. I know that I think the paperbacks and the tapes are something like 37, and the Braille and the hardcovers are 40 something, but I'm not exactly sure the exact amount.
Okay, that's fine. I mean, it's, you know, you can't be expected to know everything down to the penny.
This is a quiz.
This is a quiz. That's right. Okay, let's, and certainly if anyone wants to call in, please feel free to do so. The line is free right now, and we'll stop what we're talking about and take your call. But the next thing in my kind of little outline to talk about is the Birmingham Convention.
Uh-huh.
And kind of... Well, we know it's going to be in Birmingham, and you might share some of your thoughts about that, anything that you know in particular that's going on there. And certainly, we know that there will be some difficult discussions at the convention, but there are also going to be some interesting other kinds of things going on. I'm aware of many of the tours mm-hmm. that are happening, which the one to the Helen Keller estate seems to be pretty fascinating. And I know Burl Colley was talking about all kinds of, like a NASCAR thing and all that. So there is certainly going to be something there for everyone. But if you could talk a bit about the convention and why should people go?
Well, I think there's a lot of reasons to go. There certainly we're going to try to have some good programs in the general sessions. We're going to try to do a variety of kinds of speakers so that people will find something to interest them on all of the days. And, of course, the general session is where the business of ACB gets conducted. That's where you get to speak your mind if you feel that some policy needs to be changed or something needs to be done differently than the way it's been. You know, that's where the members make decisions about what I'm supposed to do. So if you think I'm not doing a good job, that's where you come to make your point and get me on target. The resolutions are what govern our legislative decisions and our legislative activities and our advocacy work.
And I'm going to interrupt you right there. We'll come back to advocacy work in just a moment, but we have a caller. Hello, caller. With whom am I speaking and from where are you calling?
Hi, Marlena, Melanie. It's Rachel from Orlando.
Hello. Rachel from Orlando.
Hi. I just want to make a real quick comment. In fact, I haven't had a chance to hear the last few minutes. I kind of moved out of the room from where the computer was just so that we wouldn't get a big feedback thing. But I want to take a quick opportunity to congratulate you, Melanie. You've done such a great job in the last few years. It's great to see you in the executive directorship position.
Well, thank you, and it's awful good to talk to you, and that's sweet of you to call and say that.
Yeah, I'm really looking forward to everything that you continue to bring to the organization. I know on the local level, I serve as president of our local chapter, and, you know, accessible voting and, you know, pedestrian safety issues, those are two of the big issues that we talk about all the time. So,
mm-hmm.
You know, it's kind of nice to hear that we have support from the national office on those kind of issues.
Absolutely.
And
whoever have a need, give us a call and we'll do what we can to help.
Absolutely, we'll do. And as always, Marlena, great show.
Thank you, Rachel. And I know you're going on a trip to the UK in a couple of days, so have a safe trip and come back to us in one piece.
I will really appreciate that accessible currency, too.
Yeah. Spend it wisely because you'll know what you're spending. Yeah.
Absolutely. For once, I will not have to ask somebody, what is this?
That's
of course,
great.
You know, with the coins, you have to do that anyway till you remember exactly which is which.
Which one's which.
Yeah, yeah. Well,
I think I have that one figured out, too, so I'm looking forward to it.
I still have some English currency right here next to me. I'm waiting to go back to spend it. So have a great trip, and we'll talk when you return.
Sounds great.
All right.
Good to talk
Thank
to you again,
you.
Rachel.
Thanks, Rachel. Bye-bye. That's Rachel in Florida. Let's see, where were we going? We were talking about, why attend the convention? Because the resolutions happen at the convention. The business of the organization happens at the convention.
Well, and the business of a lot of the affiliates happen at the convention. as well. And there, a lot of the affiliates are doing great things, and it's a good opportunity. Really, it's a good opportunity for folks, if you're not in a special interest affiliate, to go check them out, see what they're up to, see what they're doing, and get involved in something new. And it's also, of course, a good chance to go see all of the exhibits and spend lots of money. So there's a lot of good things to do, and there's a lot of opportunities for folks who, especially if you're not involved in an affiliate in the state, and you don't have chapter meetings to go to, and you're not around other blind people that much. It's a good opportunity to go and find out what other people are doing, find out what other people are thinking, and see a lot of really neat stuff in the process. It's a good educational opportunity for folks who don't have a lot of contact with ACB throughout the year. And it's a good reconnecting opportunity for those of us who do.
And if people call the national office toll-free number, which I happen to know, is 1-800-424-8666, right?
That's it.
Oh, good. As I said that, I thought, wait a minute, is that really the right? Terry's got me paranoid now. There's a selection on the menu that you can press that will give you information about the hotel, the room rates, etc. So,
and the dates, and, right. And
yeah.
The phone number to call for reservations and all of that thing.
And I think this is a critically important convention to attend. I think that anyone who feels that his or her views have not been heard needs to be at that convention and needs to be sure that they listen and that they participate.
I agree.
So everybody, just come. Besides, we'll have a Marlena show reunion.
Oh.
I'd like to move on. We're kind of coming down to time here. We've got maybe about 3 more minutes. What's your vision for this organization from your perspective as its executive director?
Well, I think ACB prides itself in being a grassroots organization, and I just want to see those grassroots really develop to be all that they can be. We have a lot of talent in our organization, as I've said, and I think we can do a lot of great things from the local level in our neighborhoods on up to the state capitals and the national capital. And I think that I would just like to see us, I'd like to see us reach out to really focus some good hard attention on public education about the capabilities of blind people, and show our society what they're missing by not making things more accessible to us and including us more in the mainstream of society, and get all of us involved in local affairs even more than we already are. I think there's a lot we can do to branch out. I for one would like to see, for instance, more of our members get involved in working on political campaigns this summer. Working for candidates and getting to know the political officials in their communities as individuals, so that when those officials go to the halls of government and make decisions about programs and policies that affect blind people, they have faces and names to associate those decisions with, because I think that kind of thing makes a big difference in how people treat the decisions that they make. And that's one area. I think we can do a lot to reach out to newly blind folks. We've been doing that a lot. We formed an affiliate to do that, the Alliance for Aging and Vision Loss. And a lot of our affiliates are doing it too, but I really think I'd like to see us grow our membership even more than we've been doing. The membership committee's doing a lot of good things. I've heard a lot of good reports from Terry. And I'm interested in doing us doing whatever we can to help those processes go.
Well, Melanie, it sounds like you have a great vision for the future of this great organization. I think you have a bumpy but not an impossible road. And I think that the organization is very, very lucky that you are one of our leaders leading us through this turbulent time. Thanks so much for joining us tonight. And would you give the store number again real quick?
877-367-2224.
Thanks, Melanie Brunson, Executive Director of ACB, and we're all behind you 100%.
Thank you for being ACB.
You've been listening to Marlena on ACB Radio. We'll be back next week, same time, same place. But in the meantime, if you've got an idea for a future show, why not drop me an email? The email address is Marlena, that's M-A-R-L-A-I-N-A, at acbradio.org. Thanks to Dave Williams, Director of ACB Radio, and most of all, thanks to you, the listener. See you next week.